For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Measure Z, a proposal to increase and extend Riverside's local sales tax, appears headed for defeat based on early election returns. Nearly 60% of voters have voted no on the measure, which would have increased the city's sales tax rate and extended it indefinitely. Measure Z would have increased the sales tax by a quarter cent and removed its 2036 expiration date. Riverside City Council said the tax revenue would help pay for services including police, fire protection, homeless programs, and road repairs. April Glatzel, an opponent of Measure Z, told the Riverside Record on Tuesday night that she is proud voters are rejecting it.
I also believe a defeat of Measure Z would send a message that Riverside voters are paying attention, asking questions, and carefully evaluating what is being proposed before agreeing to higher taxes.
The next election update for Riverside County is expected for 6 p.m. today. For quick access to the latest results, visit riversiderecord.org or kvcr.org. It looks like it'll be Democrat Javier Becerra versus Republican Steve Hilton in the November race for governor. Becerra noted he was once counted out early in the campaign during his speech to supporters last night.
After all the exhausting ads are run, the pundits are spun, and the billionaires try to buy their way in, it's the people, only the people, who get the last word. And tonight, the people of the great state of California, in the greatest nation on earth, have spoken.
Hilton told supporters California is reading for a change. He touted many of the issues he's campaigned on, including cutting the gas tax, reducing utility bills, and letting residents keep more of what they earn.
I'm fighting for working people in California so that you can keep more of what you earn. The best way to put money in people's pockets is to take less out of it in the first place. And that's what I'll do as your governor. Your first 100 grand tax-free.
The latest election results show Hilton at 27.8%, Becerra at 25.4%, Steyer at 19.6%, and Bianco at 11.3%. Early election results show Democrats leading in three congressional districts that now divide Placer County under California's new congressional map. The races are among the first major tests of a voter-approved redistricting measure passed last year. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports from Roseville.
The new map split Placer County among congressional districts 3, 4, and 6. The early results in favor of Democrats represents a notable shift for a county that was once entirely within a Republican-leaning district. At a street fair in downtown Roseville on Election Day, Placer County Republican Party committee member Jennifer Johnson said she hopes the political divisions surrounding the election begin to ease.
So this idea that you have to be so angry with the other side, I want that to go away. I want us to be Americans again. See, like, just like that, behind us, getting booed, because we're here.
Johnson says voters she spoke with were motivated by issues including the economy and education. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has advanced to a November runoff in her bid for re-election. After a shaky first term marked by the most destructive wildfire in city history, the Democrat surpassed a large field of contenders to qualify for the second round of voting. Bass has acknowledged that her time in office has been bumpy, but pointed to reductions in homelessness and a historically low homicide rate in the nation's second most populous city. She is a former member of Congress and the first Black woman to serve as mayor. A tally of mail-in votes on Tuesday shows Bass is trailed by outsider Spencer Pratt. Democratic City Council member Nitya Rama is further back. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.